family, welcome to the Faith and Fandom podcast. Today we are doing an Artist's Alley aftermath, talking about Wilmington Geek Expo 2023. Wilmington Geek Expo is a show I've done for several cycles and seasons, or however you want to quantify that. And it's overall, it's a good show. It's a very low-risk show for me when it comes to finances and such, because it's 60 miles away and under $100 for a one-day event. And they usually have at least a celebrity, so it works out pretty well in terms of that. Load-in is really easy. It's right by the water. I mean, it's overall a good... There's hardly any negatives to the logistical end of that show's setup. I had some weird issues in the process of getting in. When I originally applied to the show, it took a while for me to hear back, and then I was put on the wait list, and I was just kind of nuts because I had a friend that applied after me to Artist Alley and got in. But every show has the right to choose who goes on their floor. So was I a little sad and questioning my life choices inside because they didn't pick me first? Maybe. But at the same time, I have to be a grown up and realize that, you know, I might not be everybody's first choice for what they want at their show. But I got to be there, so I'll take that as a win. And I'll call that a day. And there were people who run the show that were happy to see me, so also take that as a win. But it was a good show overall. It's a one, like, literally it's there and back for me, so it's just, you know, get up early. I think I left my house at 5:30. And, drove down to Wilmington, no problems, no hiccups in that capacity, and went to set up, but for whatever reason, the humidity or whatever else, it was a moist day for your boy, and I drenched my shirt in the process of loading in. I had another shirt, you know, because I'm prepared, my Boy Scout and all, but it was a lot. Had good placement, I think. I was right on the corner next to a Pokemon dealer of, like, plushies, and directly in front of me was an arcade where people were doing a video game tournament, and right beside that was the van from Steven Universe. The only real issue with having the Steven Universe van right there was the fact that it played Steven Universe songs, like, the bulk of the day. And it's the same thing, too, with when it comes to having a video game tournament right in front of you as well, is that there was a guy on a microphone, obviously doing his job, because it's what he's supposed to do, but of, like, trying to cheer people on and get people involved in the tournament. And it just came to a point where it's like, you know, you couldn't hear anything other than, like, either Steven Universe or people yelling. But that's what it actually is like at a con. There's always going to be entertainment and things like that. And the reality is, I'd rather have people that are actually enjoying their time at the show than people who are sad and walking around with nothing going on. But it was a good experience. Didn't really talk to my neighbors very much. I don't think they were quite fans of me, but they also weren't, like, against me or mean to me or anything. It was just, like, pretty clear, like, you know, not for you. You know, it was to the point they also had a stuffed Satan at their table that one of them was clutching for the bulk of the time. So, you know, it is what it is. I don't think I was their cup of tea, but they were also polite, and I helped them get change at one point. So, you know, yay for working together. But it was a good show. Had some people, you know, that are friends that have come by to get stuff from before. People that, you know, are old familiar faces. There was also a lot of the Wilmington nerd community I didn't see at this show, which, when you do shows in the same area over a long period of time, you get used to the same faces, and, you know, this person will be at this show, this person will be at this show. Like, I can count, like, 20 people that I didn't see that I was certain I would see. Now, the only difference is normally this show takes place on Easter weekend, and this year didn't, and I don't know if that makes a difference. But either way, that's how it was. I got to see Will Rose from Geeks to Priest, you know, Systematic Geekology. He is a priest up from the Raleigh area, and we've worked together before on some different things, and had a couple fun experiences, and it's one of those things of just good for perspective, where I wasn't the person that people associated with geek ministry. Let me explain. Literally, one dude came up to my table. I spend a lot of time, following geek ministry on the internet and in podcasts and in communities, and I've never heard of you. And usually for me, it's the other way around. Usually, people say, oh, I've never heard of anyone but you. That goes to show you there's a big community. There's a lot of ground to cover, and it can't be just one of us. But I am grateful for that. And then there was a young man named Homer who had a really gentle heart about him. He seemed very kind and very cool. And he was really excited about the booth. And he stopped by a couple times, got to talk to him a good bit. And it was really nice to get to meet him. And he told me he was a big fan of Ricky Pope, the guy who does Christian Nerds Unite. And I even sent Ricky a message to say that, you know, he had a fan at the show. And y'all, it really is a network, and just the way it is with the church at large is that we're supposed to be all working together to make this stuff functional and possible. So, grateful for that. Grateful we could do that together. And also for Homer for his encouragement and kind words. And, you know, the day was a solid day in terms of conversations. I got to talk to a few people about, just what the heart of the ministry was, to help them find some chapters on some stuff, recommend some books. And, I'm kind of grateful that, book 7 and 8 are still the most popular in terms of, you know, the ones people are getting. Cause honestly, I think they're my favorites right now, but usually the newest ones are. Also had some parents that were really excited about, Can I Still Wear My Cape? So overall, just solid experience, as far as a con goes. Some of the celebrities they had there were John Wesley Shipp. The guy who is Jay Garrick in the Flash TV show, but he was also the original Flash back in the 80s or 90s. So he was there. My friend that is the Bronze Age Batgirl was there, and Miss Karen. And you can see pictures of her with the Faith and Fandom wrestling belt. Also, Michael Watkins was there. And, you know, he's got a picture out there with the belt as well. So it was cool to get some of them to sign it. I did enjoy that. That was neat. But, like, my celebrity that I was excited to meet was Paul Rugg. Not Rudd. Rugg. And he is the guy who is the voice of Freakazoid. The 90s goofy, wacky superhero show. But also he was on Animaniacs. He was the clown that tormented Wacko. He was, anytime there was a Jerry Lewis, knockoff character, the Froyen Laven, Bubby Boy, like that thing, he was that guy. And I got to talk to him for a while too, and he was super cool. But overall it was just, it's a good experience. It was a nice, quick one day show. It really was that thing, though. Once the show ends at 4:30, so 10 to 4:30, it's a short run for a show. But also, again, we're not complaining. Once we hit the cosplay contest and stuff like that, it really did kind of like say, okay, time to wind down. But again, it's all about the pacing and the programming, and I enjoy the fact I get to have a chance to be there to do that. I had friends there, so it was nice to get to talk to some people, just enjoy being at the show. I paid for con pizza, which is a rarity for me, because normally I avoid con concession food, but I took some peanut butter and jellies, but they just did not slap very long after that, and I was getting hungry, so did do that. But overall, all the only purchase I made was getting an autograph from Paul Rugg on one of his pieces. And he also autographed a Freakazoid button for me, which was really cool. And I'm going to mention this because I forgot to mention this at GalaxyCon Richmond. The only piece of art that I bought, or the only thing I purchased at GalaxyCon Richmond, was I traded And that wasn't even technically a purchase. I traded a candle for an Outkast art piece that's an abstract art piece of the band Outkast. They're a group Outkast, which is, you know, not something that has a lot of, you don't see that every day. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, it was a good show. Packed out, still bright and sunny. Walked by the water for a bit. Stopped and got some seafood on my way home. And then went and watched the first night of WrestleMania. It's Wilmington Geek Expo is always one of those shows that, like, if you're a vendor and artist and you can drive there and not have to get a hotel room, it's totally worth it. I'm recording this a few days after the show, so I absolutely made my costs back and probably a good chunk more, maybe twice my costs. Either way, this wasn't a financial loss as a show, which is always a win. And I've already reordered shirts and books for Fayetteville Comic Con, which will be my next show. And it's just a good show if you can get into it. It's part of the Incredible Con family. I like it as a show, and I'm grateful I got to do it. Yeah, it's a good show. So not a lot of tea or excitement. It really was get set up, be there. And this is also one of the shows where I went by myself. And, you know, I don't like doing shows by myself per se. I really like having other people with me just so I can have time to be encouraged and encourage others and stuff like that. And, you know, it wasn't like a discouraging show. I did have one moment where one dude was at the booth very early on in the show, was super, he was super douchey. Like he was like literally loudly yelling, this guy likes Jesus. Ah! And it was really obnoxious. And, I had to kind of chew my flesh back on that one. Cause it was early and I was sweaty and I was dehydrated and I was like, didn't want to say mean things, but, yeah. So that was it. That was the tea. That's the aftermath. It was, straightforward business as usual. Easy in, easy out, great conversations, really good chances to meet people, really good to see the fact that there's impact of other geek ministries out there, really touching other people's lives, and that's pretty cool. I was also sold one of my Sunday School Answers games, the superhero deck that I made with Back Row Games, so that was pretty cool. But yeah. So that's it. Before I bounce out, I want to take a moment to thank our Patreon supporters. Tesh Norton, Scott Ward, Alicia Benson, Candace Davis, Jay Sheed, Jillian, Jason Crutchfield, Mike Perna, Todd Turner, John Jacobs, Zach Harris, Caleb Grimm, Jeanette Skaggs, Chris Boyer, Jason Bullock, Christina Ray, Sarah Lewis, Patrick Gale, Rebecca Godlove, and Adam Davis. Thank you, all of you, so much for supporting in all the ways that you do, and for everyone else that supports Faith and Fandom through stopping by our booth, buying stuff online. You know, y'all are fantastic. Our next show is Fayetteville Comic Con, and I will be there both days for that. And currently, I am editing through the 101 Devotionals book, which will be our next book we're dropping, 101 mini devotionals. Think I'm going to call it Faith and Fandom Bite Size, do a serial theme. I'm editing through that, and I think I am on 50 of 101, and I'm trying to like set time aside to go do that. Tonight I'm going to go watch Dungeons and Dragons with my family. Tomorrow I'm going to watch Mario Brothers, but I'm hoping to get it knocked out really early so that our actual editor, Timmy, can work on it and get it knocked out and get it ready by June or late May to have it out there as well. So yeah, that's where we're at. Thank you for being a part of our family. Thank you for caring. Thank you for listening. If you've got cons in your area that you would recommend, make sure you let me know, cause I do enjoy branching out. And y'all have a great day.